are live now. If you can continue to watch here on TikTok, we are live every Thursday from 8:30 to 9:30. You have tuned in to the podcast called The Right Act. My name is Laura LaMonaco. I prefer Laurie. Please do not ask to co-host with me as this is a live show. I'm going to stop the music in a moment and we're going to start the show. I apologize for the camera. It's a little off right now. If you're on right now, please let me know if you can hear me or not. That'd be great. Thank you so much. I'm moving a little slower than I did last week. Last week was our first episode. How is everyone tonight? I hope you're doing well. Hello, hello. Maybe I should have kept the music going. I know it's Thursday night. Hello, Mr. Hairbeer48. So tonight, hopefully you guys can hear me well. I just adjusted my microphone a little bit. So I want to discuss tonight self-care. Now, a lot of what I'll be talking about tonight is something for anybody in any industry, of course. I do want to make it clear that this podcast is specific for actors. However, just because it's for actors doesn't mean that you won't learn something to put towards your own life and for your own career or whatever industry you are in. So when I look over here, I'm also giving eye contact to my TikTok live people as well. So why self-care and why does it matter for actors? When you're an actor, once you get set on acting, hold on for just one moment. I made sure to have a drink so that I can keep my vocal cords moist. And now I cannot find it. I found it. Okay. I found my drink and that's going to be it. Okay. So, you know, no matter what career you're in, your mental health, your physical health, and your emotional health are really, really important. And it's important to have the foundation of consistent, believable performances. When most of us know that when we have a lot of stress or we're worried about someone we care about, someone we love, if we have lost a coworker or a friend, a family member, there are a lot of things that can stop us from behaving our normal selves or being who we are. A lot of people who grew up will say, you know, a lot of the baby boomers, Gen Xers, and even some of the millennials, and I'm sure some others have grown up in the if you don't stop crying, I'll give you something to cry about. That is not that we know today. Now that we know today, that is not healthy. It is not conducive to one's mental health. And being an actor, that is definitely experiences, emotional experiences that you can draw from when working in drama. That is called method acting, when you try to find yourself in a relatable situation. However, we don't want to go into the industry constantly having to mask. And what masking is when you basically aren't the person you should be to your fullest potential. And you would think that a lot of us mask, a lot of people have masked and they get through life, and that's great. So why am I saying, especially in the entertainment industry, masking, something that many performers have done, myself included, why is that not healthy? Well, I'm speaking from experience here. And what happens is when you play a character that is so relatable to a traumatic history, you end up doing yourself a disservice because there's a lot of things that can happen. You can later, a few days or even a week later, you can flash back. You can end up having triggers and not know it. And that will bring you oftentimes into a depression. And once you're in that depression, you're not going to be able to work as well. A lot of people cover up the masking and the behaviors of depression and whatnot by isolating themselves, by turning to drugs or alcohol, by self-harming. And as an actor, if you've listened to my first episode and you're here today, that is telling me that you are serious about being an actor. That means to me that you're going to continue listening because you want acting to be your career, not your hobby, not your interest, but your career, whether that's on stage, making your way towards Broadway, working on TV, film, whether it's doing live performances on cruise ships, character acting, meaning dressing up like various characters. Taking care of your mental health is absolutely crucial. Okay. When you take care of your health, your mental health. It allows you to have longevity in the industry. It allows you to have a higher level of stamina. You can be very clear. You'll have clarity mentally. You'll have resilience, and you'll really be able to go very much further than if you are not already practiced within the self-care and mental care and physical care of yourself. And this is mental, physical, emotional. So before I get to our mind and body balance, I would like to mention that we also are going to do a shout out to RSS Feed. That is one of the places where we distribute this podcast, rssfeed.com. So if you are thinking about doing your own show, I definitely recommend you going to them and using them as one of your distributions. You can find ways to distribute your show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and a lot more. The Right Act is distributed on several platforms, and you can go to our website, www.malachientertainment.com/podcast, and then just click whether you want to watch or listen, and there'll be a few icons or a few logos there, and you can pick your favorite one. In addition, in just a moment, and yes, I should be drinking water, absolutely, but I have my juice instead. Juice is great for the antioxidants, and we'll talk a little more about healthy eating down the road. With our mind and body, we want to have balance, okay? So what are some of the ways we can do it? Well, first, let me tell you why. Acting requires a mental focus, a presence, and emotional control. Meditation is something that helps build all three, okay? Now, we know a lot of people have trouble with meditating or starting to work out. Maybe you're a little older and you haven't worked out in like 3 or 5 years. Some of us, it's been 10 years. So, you know, when you start acting, no matter how old you are, when you start working out and you start doing this self-care, you know, we're not all going to be in our 20s and ready to run a marathon. So please keep that in mind. One of the benefits of meditation is reducing anxiety before auditions. Now, we haven't gone into auditions yet, but I'm hoping that by telling you this part, the meditation, the mind and body balance, the mental health and everything, that when we get to the point of auditions, you're not even going to have anxiety. And I know a lot of people don't necessarily think they have anxiety, especially pre-COVID. A lot of people would say they don't have anxiety. And now all of a sudden, everybody has anxiety, right? Well, let me explain what anxiety is first before I get into everything, just in case someone's not quite sure. Anxiety is not just worrying about something specific. And that is a misconception. That is worry. Anxiety is more about when you are laying in bed or you're standing in the grocery line, you're just doing something and all of a sudden you have this nervousness. It could be within your chest or your head, your body, and nobody else can see it, but you feel it and you feel the shakiness. Some people with anxiety will have a tightness in their chest. They will have trouble breathing. If you see someone exhibiting these behaviors, chances are they're having an anxiety attack. It may be their current environment. Maybe they're sitting with somebody that's uncomfortable. Perhaps someone just said something that they're uncomfortable with. Or people can have anxiety attacks because of something that happened 2-3 days ago. So like I said earlier in this podcast, you could be cast in a role where there's a traumatic scene or an uncomfortable scene. And as actors who are professional working actors, we need to make sure we have that clear balance of mind and body and mental health so that when we go to work on our art, we don't have these anxiety attacks later down the road or that day. I'm not saying we're going to 100% prevent an anxiety attack, but knowing how to become self-aware, knowing little tricks to help you will definitely help on this road. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, great. So also, I want you to feel empowered with this podcast. I want you to feel comfortable and feel like you can ask anything in here. For those of you watching on TikTok, I may not see your questions. I will go back and see if I see them. However, if you do have a question and you would like me to see it, one of the best ways to do that is to go to youtube.com/@therightcat, the right act. Okay. And again, I'm not taking co-hosts. This is a specific show. And I really wish I knew how to block people from asking to co-host. Hi, Heidi. Welcome. So we're going to go back to going in. I just said no co-hosts and I'm getting co-hosts. I really need to block this. So we're going to go back to reducing anxiety as an actor. So what are some of the ways we can do this? I'm going to provide some tips on reducing anxiety that you can use, whether you're going into acting or if you're starting a new job, whether you're going to your family for dinner for a holiday, perhaps, and you know, the half of you really doesn't want to be there, but you feel obligated. There's a lot of different tricks that we can do to help us. I know many people will just say, you know what? Just give me a shot of alcohol, or just give me that cigarette, or I'll have my vape and that'll be good. But is that really healthy, especially if you're working towards becoming an actor? Because what happens, as I said previously on the live app, the live show last week, when you drink alcohol, it dries your face, you become dehydrated, and it shows, maybe not now in your 20s, but when you're older, it will show. You will have wrinkles, you'll have sunspots on your face will show sooner. It's just really not a good idea. It can also cause liver damage. So imagine this. This is one thing I'm going to have you imagine. Maybe this story, this hypothetical will help you while you're on this journey towards acting. And you say you want to drink. Okay, well, that's okay. And I'm not saying you can't drink. You don't. I'm just saying it's better if you don't. That's all I'm saying. You know, as long as you're over 21 in the country of America, your prerogative. But for those who are really taking this seriously, think of it this way. Let's say you've listened to this podcast. We're on episode 6. I'm hoping by episode 6, we will have you at least getting your headshots, your professional headshots. And you've by then have at least been in a few student films. You've worked background on a couple productions, and now you are ready for your next level, right? And you decided that one of the things you weren't going to listen to was about drinking, except you didn't know that in your family, alcoholism was genetic, and you just got cast for a huge speaking role on your favorite TV show, and you're about to get to work, and you have pain. You go to the doctor, say urgent care, because, you know, let's say it's that day or a week before, whatever, you'll get my point. And they tell you that you have kidney damage and you need surgery. Can this happen if you don't drink alcohol? Sure, absolutely. Not drinking it will definitely lower your risk, though. So that's why I say, you know, when you are trying to figure out anxiety coping skills, that finding things like cigarettes and alcohol are not the best coping strategies. Because in the long run, it will make you worse, okay? And I really should be drinking water instead of juice, hint. I normally do drink a lot of water, but lately I've been having a taste for something else. But by tomorrow, I will be back to my water kick. So what are some of these tips on how to cope when we have anxiety? I mean, I know my biggest thing, and yes, I have anxiety, I'm going to admit it, and that's why I think I am qualified to offer these tips. I've had anxiety, well, probably most of my life. I just didn't know what it was. So one of the things that has helped me, and I know that has helped others, is taking a deep breath. Okay, so I'm just going to give you an example real quick. We're not going to do Lamont. We're not going to do that. I mean, if you have found that type of breathing works for you, I'm not going to deny you doing it. If it works, it works. You know, sometimes someone will hear all of the tricks, and that one thing that it doesn't work for anybody will be that one thing that works for you. So I encourage you to try out any of the tips and see what works and what doesn't for you. Because that's what this is. This is about you. When I say breathe, what we're going to do, and normally I don't stand for demonstration purposes, I'm going to roll over my foot. I'm going to stand. Okay. And sorry, TikTok, I'm going to move my camera back here a little bit so you can see me. We're going to take one hand and we're going to put it over here. Okay. So let me move this so the TikTok people can see. We're going to put this on our stomach. Okay. Kind of like our diaphragm. We're going to breathe through our nose and you're going to hold it and then you're going to let it out. Now, something that you may have noticed is when I did this and I breathed it through the nose, I'm actually doing it incorrectly. That shows you I have not done this wrong correctly for a while. Okay. So what you actually need to be doing is you're going to hold your hand on your stomach or your diaphragm. Okay. Let me do that again. Get ready. It's going to take some time for your body to adjust breathing the right way. And one way to think of it is when you inhale, you're inflating a balloon. Your stomach is your balloon. Okay. And as you inflate, if you have not been breathing properly, you may feel a pain in your chest. Okay. That's okay. It's normal. You might have to start practicing that type of breathing a couple times throughout the day. Okay. Eventually you'll be doing it without even knowing it. And clearly I need to get back to doing that. It has clearly been a while. So breathing like that, if you know that you're going to a family house and maybe there's a relative that's going to be there and you're not comfortable with, or you're going to go on stage and give a speech, anytime there's a situation that you know is coming up, but you feel yourself getting anxious, that is one of the times you can practice breathing. One of the places that I used to practice that breathing is in the car. I'm alone, I have music on, and I can just breathe, and it doesn't matter what I sound like because I'm alone. So another thing is tapping. Okay, tapping. I don't know too much about that technique, but it is a technique, and I will tell you more about what I will be offering for all of you that will show you, provide more further detail and more information if you subscribe. So I am going to be working on something. It'll be done hopefully in the next 24 hours, if not 48. Again, this is a new podcast, so I'm still trying to figure out my timing on everything. I wanted to have it done by now, but it just didn't pan out. Okay, so what are some other coping skills for acting, for anxiety? We talked about breathing. We talked about tapping. There is a technique that I've used in recent months. It's very interesting because I didn't realize it was a coping skill. I didn't even realize why I did it. It was just something in my head. And then down the road, I actually found out it was an actual coping skill. I will share with you that I have severe nighttime insomnia. When I write my book, you can find out why. But yes, I have trouble sleeping. My insomnia is so bad to the point where I cannot always sleep comfortably in a bed. So when my anxiety gets really bad and nothing's working, I will actually go to another room and sleep on a couch. In fact, growing up, when I had I didn't know what was going on. Now I know it was anxiety. I would actually go and sleep in a recliner or in a chair that didn't even recline because of my nighttime insomnia. What that trick is ice. So if you have an ice pack and you are watching TV, or you're like me and have nighttime insomnia, nothing's working, or even if you have like anxiety and you cope with that anxiety by doom scrolling or watching TV, instead of just scrolling and hoping to fall asleep, I encourage you to get up, go to your freezer, get an ice pack, unwrap it so that there's only one layer, around with a paper towel if you don't have a dish towel, or use a dish towel, and just put it anywhere on you. Put it on your chest, you can put it on your head, you can put it behind your neck, you can put it on your wrist, you can put it on your legs, wherever. A lot of what I mentioned are pressure points. I'm not a massage therapist or somebody that does acupuncture, so I don't know the exact terminology for it, but I really encourage you to do that. When I was having trouble last year sleeping, that's what I did. I started to sleep with an ice pack, and for some reason, it worked. And then about 6 months later, I found out that that was actually a coping skill. So it does work. So what else are some good coping skills for things like anxiety or panic attacks? This is something that you can help if you see someone having an anxiety attack, or they're just like can't focus. Okay. When this happens, this is what you, it's called the five senses. Okay. I generally only have to use three or four when other people are having an anxiety attack. What you do is you ask them to see if they take a deep breath. By asking them to take a deep breath, that will help you establish how bad their attack is. Okay. Try to talk to them, not talk to them to get them to respond. But if they are responding, then you can assess the level of the attack. Okay. Start out with, can you tell me where you are? That'll help tell you where their cognitive thinking is. And the reason I'm telling you this is not just for you to use on other people, but for you to use on yourself. You can say, you know, take those deep breaths and say, where am I? I am in my bedroom. I am in the car. And it sounds really silly, but it works. So once you say, you know, we'll say just for this lesson, we will say that we're talking to somebody that's having an attack. Okay. And again, you can use this technique on yourself. So you can say, where are you? Do you know where you are? And they will answer. If they don't answer you, you can get a little closer, because sometimes people don't like to be touched. So we don't want to immediately like hold their hand or their arm. We don't want to tap them for eye contact, because if you don't know the person and they don't like being touched, that could cause a trigger. They don't like being touched because they might have a form of autism. You just never know. So you want to use your words only, okay? And you want to say, do you know where you are? And they'll kind of look at you and they might do a, you know, or move their head a little bit. And then you'll say, can you tell me the three colors you see? Let them respond. If you have to, break it down to one color. Okay. Can you name one color you see? Can you name one thing you smell? And you just go from there. And for those who subscribe to my channel, I will give you further details on that exercise. But let's go back to the right act. Now that we've got some techniques to our anxiety and panic attacks. All right. So when can you use these techniques outside of just general life? As an actor, you can use these techniques to reduce anxiety before an audition. You can use these techniques when you're in a waiting room. There aren't a lot of in-person auditions anymore, but they are slowly coming back. Sometimes when we're trying to remember lines and we have our first audition and we have what's called sides and we're trying to remember them, and you know, you think that, oh, it's only one page, I can do this, this is easy. And so you start memorizing the lines, but then you start freaking out because you start thinking. And there will be an episode that will talk about auditioning, because actors don't just memorize lines. In fact, there is a saying that I have for actors that I talk to, and that will be down the road. But, you know, just hypothetically saying you've got this audition, it's one sheet, and you start worrying. What if I'm doing it wrong? What if I'm saying it? Should I, you know, if I identify as male, I have a beard now. What if they don't want me to have a beard? What if I have long hair and they want these things? First of all, they're called mind trash. I'm going to use a terminology that I got from Amy Jo Berman. And it's called mind trash. You can use it as, you can call it whatever you want. Self-sabotaging, negative self-talk, but that's what it is, right? That's another way, another time that you could use anxiety to calm yourself when you're prepping for an audition, right? A couple apps you could download that might help you: Sight Timer, Smiling Mind, and right now, there is an app called Balance. It is free for 1 year. And then after 1 year, it is $69 for the subscription. Balance is an app that I do use. I have it. It does help with breathing. It offers calming music. And if you use something like Balance just 5 minutes a day, whether it's part of your morning routine, your nighttime routine, or maybe both, maybe you're working a 9-to-5 job and you incorporate it into your lunch hour. Those are great benefits. So now that we've spoke a lot about our mental health and our mind, our thinking and things that could come out of it, does anybody have any questions? Again, I'm just going to take a moment over here too. And I want to make sure that this live is coming through. In the meantime, I encourage you to follow the right act, We are currently on TikTok. This is not the Right Act TikTok account. This is my personal account. So I need a lot of followers over there on the Right Act TikTok account. So if you could go over there, follow it, that'd be great so that I could do these lives right from that page instead of having to do this one, because as everybody knows, you need 1,000 followers to go live. We are also, I just created Instagram as well, and we have a YouTube channel. So please, if you have or use any of those and you're enjoying this, please go to YouTube, Instagram, follow, subscribe, comment, ask questions. That would be awesome. Okay, so let's get back to it. Now that we've talked a little bit about our mental health, we're going to talk about working out. So what are some of the reasons to work out? Does anybody know? Why would you in any career work out? What does that help you with? No, nobody wants to say what that helps with. All right. Okay. That's fine. Everybody's shy tonight. That's okay. All right. So working out builds confidence. It builds energy and posture. And those are some of the key things you need, whether you're on stage or the camera. And trust me, when I say you need energy to be on stage or on camera, I'm not putting that lightly. The longest time I've ever been on set, I believe, was 16 hours. Yes, I worked a 16-hour day on set. So the normal work day is actually 12 hours. So I'm just going to leave you with that in your mind. The normal work day on set is 12 hours. All right. So this also helps build confidence. So let's go back to you having that audition again. You are calm. You don't have the anxiety anymore and you're calm, right? Well, now you have the confidence too, because when we work out, we are moving our bodies, which means we're moving our muscles. And that, believe it or not, working out is also a way to build your stamina, but also to get your thoughts flowing and being able to get the negative thoughts going and out of your body, out of your system, out of your brain. When we have stress and we don't work out and we don't meditate, what happens is it builds up. You ever hear the saying that my stress has built up and I can't take it anymore? So we're constantly building the stress. We're building the stress. We're building the stress. We're building it and building it, building it. And what happens? We end up getting irritated and annoyed and frustrating and eventually start building anger and we yell. And then people are yelling at us about yelling and nobody knows why there's yelling and there's an argument and it doesn't make any sense. When you work out, it helps your body and your mind to take that stress and release it. Okay. Now, for those of you who are thinking, oh my God, I got to work out now too. Ugh, I don't have money to go to the gym. Well, 2025 with all these tariffs, who does? Nobody has money to go to the gym. If you do, great. There are a lot of good gyms out there. So I definitely encourage you, you know, if that works for you, maybe you don't have a place in your apartment or your house. Maybe you live with roommates and working out there is just not an option. So going to the gym might be better. Planet Fitness is a great gym. They offer two options and you can do as low as $10 a month in a lot of them. I am not getting paid to say that. Or I'm not getting paid to promote any of the following gyms as well. I'm simply giving you ideas of gyms that I know that I have tried. Crunch Fitness is another one. Crunch Fitness is not necessarily in every area and every state. What else? There is LA Fitness. I have never tried myself. Anytime Fitness is another one. I used to know of a lot of gyms offhand, but the gyms that I'm mentioning are franchises. Chances are wherever you live, you can find them. So let's talk about, what if I don't want to go to the gym, or what if within 24 hours of getting paid, I have $0 to my name? So trying to even save $10 for Planet Fitness is just not something that's going to work. All right. So what can you do? You could go for walks. And I'm going to also suggest for a lot of people who maybe haven't worked out in a really long time, going for walks is the easiest way to start out, whether you're starting out to work out, starting to work out for the first time, whether you haven't worked out in 5 or 10 years, go for a walk. Don't power walk. Just go for a walk and build a routine. If you live in a neighborhood, where you can safely walk around the block every morning, or if you work and you can go for a walk on your lunch, you know, go for 5 minutes, go walk for 5 minutes, go walk for 10 minutes, build that stamina, right? What else can you do? Besides walking, can stretch. If you're not even ready to walk, and of course I'm talking to older people who maybe haven't worked out in a really long time. And I say older people, but in reality, I'm talking to about people like myself. You know, we haven't worked out in a while. We can feel the knees, the joints in the knees cracking, and the back, so the sore backs when we wake up. And we haven't worked out for a really long time. Start stretching. If walking is putting too much stress on you, start walking, all right? I mean, start stretching. Seriously. Stretch. It can even start out with sitting at your desk and stretching like this. See how I have my hands? All right. It can start out with a stretch here and a stretch above your head. Just hold it. All right. Some other ideas for mental and physical health would be yoga. And something that I personally absolutely love, and this is part of my self-care that I definitely need to do again, massage. Get a massage. Go treat yourself, okay? Whether it's a friend giving you a shoulder massage, whether it's your son or daughter who can just, you know, go like this on your back. If you have a foam roller, if you have just a few dollars, like say you have 20 bucks, you just say you got a $20 tip and you want to treat yourself, I highly, highly, highly recommend a foam roller. That has done wonders for my back, my shoulders, and my legs. I will tell you that one of the main places I hold stress is in my left shoulder. And I think one of the reasons is because I actually have a injury that was never treated. But I do. I hold a lot of stress. I get knots in my left shoulder. And what I do is I take that foam roller. For those of you who don't know what a foam roller is, I don't have it with me here, but let's see if I can find something quickly on the desk. Here we go. Okay, a foam roller kind of looks like this. You see, it's just like a roll. Okay, it's not this small. I'm telling you, a foam roller is not this small. It is more like this big. This is like the small ones, about this big, okay? But we're just going to use this as an example and say this is my leg. And you can do it on your arms too, but I like it on my legs. You're just going to roll it, okay? You're just going to find a way to roll it. And when you find a spot, you'll be like, it might hurt a little bit because you've got a lot of tension there, okay? If you have tension, you're going to hold it. It could be for as little as five seconds, and then you're going to roll it again, okay? That's what a foam roller is. And what I'll do is I will put a link to foam rollers for you to buy. In fact, I'm going to see what I've done. Sorry to get off topic, but real quick, as of today, we have a Linktree link, okay? And I will find the best type and best priced foam rollers, and you can purchase them from our Linktree. And that way you don't have to spend hours searching and wondering which one's the best for you. All right. But massage is definitely good. You can also do self-massages. If you noticed, that's something I think I did earlier. Like I said, I have something in my shoulder. So I take my hand. I use my fingertips like that. Okay. So what I want to show you, and again, I'm using two cameras here. So I'm trying to not favor one, but we're going to take our fingertips. Okay. We're going to put them where we might feel tension. And almost like you're playing the piano, or you can take them and rub. Like this. Okay. But I like to do this. You feel something, you can rub a circular motion. Another way you can do this is with your hands. So I will do more videos on the YouTube to show more about self-massage with a lot of other tips. All right. I feel like I have lost what I was doing. Let's see. All right. Here we go. Okay, so yes, one other last thing. If you really want to do the massage, get a massage done, and you don't have the budget, an option would be to see if you live near a massage school. You know, if there are people learning how to do massages, they're training to be massage therapists, call the school, see if you get one. It can't hurt. And it's a great way to network. Of course, I would hope that during your massage, you're really just taking a deep breath, enjoying it. All right. So next, our next topic is fueling the actor's body, eating with a purpose. So before I go to that, does anybody have any questions? And in the meantime, I want to thank those of you who have stayed on and listening to this show. Thank you so much. Please be sure to subscribe so that you know when we're going live again. We do go live every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have any questions about me, anything that we've talked about, or if you missed the first show and would like to know, go ahead and ask, put a question in the chat, and I will do my best to answer them. I'm just going to wait a few seconds, see if anybody else has anything. Let's see, nothing. Okay. Let's see, who is here? Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much again for, okay. Are we ready for the next part? I'm going to take some more sips of my drink because I can feel my throat getting very, very dry. And as I mentioned previously, I'm drinking juice, not water. So of course the sugar from the juice, although it's not a lot of sugar, it's dehydrating me. And, you know, if you're interested in becoming a voice actor, which yes, that is a topic that we will talk about on this show. You want to make sure that you don't have a hoarse voice. You want to make sure your throat is hydrated. So shortly after this next discussion about eating with a purpose, we will talk finally on acting. Okay, I will take a few minutes to get squared away and we'll go to acting and how to start your acting career. This will be step one for everyone. Okay. So please stay with us. And if you have questions, again, make sure you put them in the chat. If you are watching the replay and you have questions, you can email thewriteact@malachientertainment.com. Let me see if I can put that in right now. See, I'm kind of new to this. So, but you can email thewriteact@malachientertainment.com. All right. There you go. All right. So that's the email if you have any questions. And then I can answer the questions on next week's show. Okay, great. So let's get back to it. Fueling the actor's body, eating with a purpose. All right. So whatever your diet is, balance is the key. You know, it cracks me up. I'm going to block myself for a second here. I'm just adjusting my, oh goodness gracious, don't look at my dry skin right now. I definitely need lotion. That was obvious. I'm going to. My mic is turning, so I don't know what's going on there. All right. So whatever your diet is key. Different diets have become fads and trends over the last two decades. I always have to laugh because if you look at our diet and you look at the amount of processed foods with drinking the soda with, you know, one can of soda is equivalent to 32 packets of white sugar. Let that set in. One can of soda, the sugar in one can of soda has the equivalent of 32 packets of white sugar. So you're literally, when you drink soda, you are literally downing 32 packets of white sugar. White sugar is one of the worst sugars for you. What's a healthier sugar? Raw sugar, cane sugar. The best? No sugar. And when I say no sugar, I'm not saying stay away from all sugar because there's a lot of fruits that have sugar. Watermelon. I love watermelon and it is great, especially for women. It helps with hormones. It helps with hydration. And it's very sweet and it's a natural sugar. So what you don't want to do is eat watermelon at night. But a watermelon, you know, pieces of watermelon in the morning for breakfast or as a snack in place of coffee during that 3 p.m. Try watermelon. Raspberries. Raspberries are very sweet along with blueberries and they have antioxidants. Antioxidants will help you with your immune system. Whether you're a vegan, a vegetarian, gluten-free, dairy-free, meat eater, whatever, doesn't matter what your diet is. Whole foods, your fruits, your veggies, your grains, clean protein. That is what will help you have a balanced diet. Now, if you're gluten-free, like I am, and dairy-free, eating the grains is going to be a little more tough because a lot of grains, like your oats and your barley, will have gluten in it. A lot of processed foods will have dairy in it. So be sure to start reading the labels. I and another family member, actually, another relative, we tend to try our hardest to only consume foods with no more than five ingredients. So yeah, it's hard and it's challenging, but it is manageable. Now, of course, not everything is going to have only five ingredients, especially if you're craving that cake or that cupcake or that wafer or, you know, the tiramisu or whatever. All right. So you definitely want to find your healthy balance. You know, your healthy balance isn't the same as everybody else's. But by eating healthy and being an actor, you are able to have better stamina. You'll have energy that will last you longer. All right. You'll have a healthier balance because your body will be fueled. And I see we're at 9:30. It's been an hour already. Wow. All right. So we didn't even get to our acting portion. So because of that, I'm going to keep going. And TikTok, if I disconnect, because I see on this phone, I only have 19% left. So please, if you're enjoying this podcast, I encourage you to go over to youtube.com/@therightactpodcast. I think it's The Right Act. It's either The Right Act or The Right Act Podcast. Okay. And come join us. So hopefully I can get this finished up before my phone dies and our TikTok viewers don't lose us. So what in the world? Okay. I don't know what that was about. It had me do some kind of puzzle thing, like a security check. All right. So because we are on a time restraint and we are already going over, I'm going to do the rest about the health, mind, and body balance and diet. If you go to our link tree, let me tell you what that is. Our link tree link is linktr.ee/therightactpodcast. If you go there, I will be putting up more information about eating healthy, thinking healthy, and just being healthy overall. So I'm going to let all of that sink in. Take a moment. I'm going to add some music here for all of you. I'm not going to go away. I'm just playing some music, but I might go dark for a minute. And one of the reasons I'm doing this is because when I edit this for the replay, there may be a commercial or an ad. So for now, let's see. I don't know what this is going to sound like, but here we go. This is called One for the Books by Kevin Daly. In the meantime, if you would like, come up with questions.
This is perfect music to practice your breathing. And don't worry. Thank you so much for joining. I see we have another listener, somebody else coming in. Please, I hope you stay tuned. I'm sorry that you came in right when we're just having a music break, but I have some really, really great stuff coming up, especially if you have ever thought about being an actor. I'm going to keep looking to see if I have any questions. Just tuning in, this is The Right Act. My name's Laura LaMonaco, and I'm your host. I'm an actor, screenwriter, and producer, and I'm now the host of this podcast called The Right Act. The purpose of The Right Act is to speak with those who are really interested in performing and becoming an actor, not just as a hobby or as something fun to do, but for those who truly want to turn their acting, the love of acting, into a career where they are a working, paid actor. And you own a business and you would like us to sponsor your business, please let us know. You can email us at therightact@malachientertainment.com. And we're about to come back. I hope you enjoyed that piece of music. I want to give credit to Kevin Daly. The title of that piece was One for the Books. All right. So let's get into the reason you guys are here. How are you going to get started on your acting career? Remember, this podcast is not for those interested in acting as a hobby, but for those who truly want to bring it to a career level and working out. So where do you start? Does anybody know? Where can you start as an actor? All right, well, I'm about to tell you. Before I do, I want to ask you, are you ready to be told no 100 times before you get a yes? No, I'm not joking. Are you ready to do all the work and commit and audition and never hear back from a casting director after auditioning for 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, 90 times, 100 times. Just to give an example, I was recently taking a class. Well, it was more like a workshop, but we'll just say it's class. It was just a one-day thing. And I met a couple actors, and one particular actor had told me that he had been
requested to audition for a show, a very popular show, 8 times. I never got a role. I want you to sit with that, because if you're serious about acting, this is what you're in for. He submitted to audition for a TV show, that is known, one that is on TV right now. And he auditioned for casting 8 times and still has not been cast. To get an audition is huge. I don't want you to give up because of that. I simply want you to know the reality. You, like I said in episode 1, acting, becoming an actor, a professional actor, is not something you do because you want to become rich and famous, because that is the you becoming rich and famous due to acting is such a slim chance that you really cannot do this for that reason. Okay, you have to do it for the love, which is kind of funny. I understand, because I'm sitting here and I'm telling you, this podcast is for those who want to do it professionally. You don't want it. It's not for those who are hobbyists or want to do it as, you know, a skill or an interest. And yet I'm telling you that you have to act as if it's a hobby. But the difference between acting as if it's a hobby and working your way towards becoming a working actor is you have to invest in yourself. Okay. And we'll talk about investing in yourself and creating your business and all of that in an upcoming episode. But I'm not going to lie to you. Becoming an actor costs money. Okay. And I believe I spoke about that a little bit on the first episode last week. But again, I'm going to repeat, are you ready to be told no 100 times before you get a yes? How are you with rejection? Can you audition for something, go about your day, and not worry about hearing back? Because I will tell you, the way the industry works is you will not hear back unless you have what's called a callback. So if you audition for something, whether, you know, it's a show or movie, do not wait around for casting to say, oh, I'm sorry, you didn't get this part this time, because they don't do that. In fact, what I'm going to do, and I will give you an example in the replay of what this looks like, but I am currently casting for a project. And because of that, I can provide this example for you. Just one moment. All right. So I recently put up a breakdown. Now, I put the breakdown, the original breakdown up, and I'm calling it a breakdown. And you probably are sitting there going, what is a breakdown? All right. So it's terminology within the industry. Basically, it's a casting call. All right. So I put up a list for one character for a casting on a short film. At this point, when I put it up, I believe it was back in, yes, March. I put this up back in March, and I gave people about 2 weeks, maybe less, to submit their work. I received 200 submissions from actors. 200. So as casting for the project, it is my job to go and look to see who has the look that I'm looking for, who has the skills that I'm looking for, whose profile is filled. And as I'm here, I see that there's 2 more that I've submitted to this particular breakdown. Then we decided that we were going to make the project union. And because I'm making it union, and for those who don't know, when I say I'm making it union, I'm producing the short film under one of the many, many, many SAG-AFTRA signatory agreements. I have just not that long ago put this list, this casting up, and I already have 190 actors that have been submitted by agents and managers. So that's almost 200. So we're looking at nearly 400 actors who submitted for one role. So when I tell you that casting does not have time to call you or email you and let you know that you did not get the part, this is why. Just giving you some reality. This is why. All right. It just doesn't happen. And I have witnessed background, people who submit for background roles, and I will see on social media, well, I submitted, but I haven't heard from you yet. You're not going to. If you don't hear, assume you're not cast. It's as simple as that. Okay. I'm not trying to be mean. Maybe that was kind of harsh how I said that. I've been in this industry for a long time, but It's just a fact. All right. So we have 15 minutes to 10 o'clock. It's 10:15. So let me get to some more important points here. You definitely need to be ready emotionally to learn and to explore your own emotions, which means not just taking off those masks, but layers of yourself, those emotional layers that you've never dealt with, emotional layers that you didn't even know you had. This is a real career. So as I said previously, you have to be ready to invest. You have to be ready to invest because it's basically a business. Your acting career is a business and you are the business. You're the business owner. We'll get further into that probably next week. Okay. No, I have not prepared for next week's show, as you can see. And I did not know this week's show would be this long, so I apologize. Hopefully I can cut it down in the and again, if you have any questions, please let me know in the chats. And I will be happy to answer them. And well, hello, Manu. Do you have any questions? I know that you just logged on. So I hope you're enjoying this. And Manu is from India. And him and I have been talking through social media for about 2 years. Might be three. 2 or 3 years. And he is very excited to come work over here in America. And so I'm trying to get to a point where one of the things I produce, I can help him have that experience. So, but what he does is he helps share my production company information, things that I'm up to in my business, in my acting career, and this podcast on social media over there. So one thing I want to talk to you guys about quickly is training. It's very interesting to me that I will hear a lot of people say, well, I didn't train and I got a role, so I don't need to talk to anybody because I got cast and I'm fine the way I am. Well, you might be fine right now, but I would like to speak to them a little longer and I would ask, what was your role? What kind of project was it? Because saying you got cast is one thing, but saying that you don't need training because you got cast and it ended up being like a student film or a low budget indie film, it's just really not something that you want to put out there into the universe. Okay. I encourage you, if you're really serious about this as a career, to take an acting class. I'm not saying go to school. I mean, that is, if you're young and you're still in high school or you just graduated high school and you've been thinking about acting for a really long time, go to school. Heck, major in acting, get a BA in acting or theater. If that is the case, I'm also going to encourage you to either major in theater or acting and minor in something else, or reverse it. Major in something that can be kind of like a backup and then minor in acting or film or theater. The reason that I say this is 10 years from now, you may be in the same boat you are now today. You may have worked on background a couple of things. Something in your life may have set you back. Things may have happened. Maybe you are married and 10 years from now, it didn't work out and you ended up having to raise your kids on your own and getting your own place. And so you had to take a break from acting and following your dream. Get back up, because it will. With a lot of people, it will take a long time to get where you really want to go. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen with everybody. However, unless you focus 100% on this career, you are willing to do whatever it takes and nothing in your life happens. Meaning like you have a perfect life in the next 10 years and it's just good, 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 good. Great. More power to you. I hope these shows, these podcasts have helped you get to those goals. But I'm telling you right now, to have a backup is definitely something I encourage you to do. Okay. So what else can you do besides going to college? If you don't want to go to college, not college isn't for everybody. Take an acting class. Go to your local community theater. See if they offer any classes. Look up meetup.com. See if there's any classes near you. Google acting classes near me. Those are just some ideas, okay? If you live in a small area, like where I grew up, because I can tell you right now, where I grew up is probably safe to say almost 2 hours from the city. And that would be the closest to an acting class I would have had, would be in New York City, especially back then. So in that case, if you're like that now, look online. There are so many acting teachers and coaches who now offer Zoom, one-on-one Zoom classes, voice classes, workshops. Don't really encourage workshops, so I'm going to kind of take that back. But there are people that offer Zoom classes for acting and one-on-one coaching. So do that. It's 2025, and with the amount of technology today, there really is no excuse whatsoever for you to not find an acting class. And I tell you what, if you are having trouble finding an acting class or somewhere to study the craft, message me and I will help you find one for you. Okay. I will say, especially if you live in a city and there's a lot of acting classes to choose from, I encourage you to go to our Linktree link and look for it's not there yet. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post how to tell if the class is right for you, how to tell if the coach, the teacher is legit, okay? Because I have had experiences in my past when looking for training that were not very good. Granted, I was in a big city and I was new, but that does happen. So I will find some way to give you more insight on that. Let's see. So since it's almost 10 o'clock, I'm going to give you guys the next 6 minutes to ask me any questions that you want. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you that I enjoyed this tonight. And I apologize that it wasn't as organized, but I think this show flowed a lot better than the first one last week. I really would love to hear back from you guys. If you could put questions in the chat, I'm going to put that email again. Oops, over here. Which is right there. Okay. Let's see. No questions yet. So the email to send your questions to is therightact@malachientertainment.com. Not going to spell that out because it's very, very long and I'm so sorry. But if you go to the Linktree, which again, I will spell that out. Let me give you the Linktree link again. Let's see if there's a way I can type that in here. No, there is not. I do not do TikTok live very often. This is very new for me. So thank you for your patience while I learn the techno side of TikTok and the new stuff they've done. So our link tree is, copy that. I'm going to tell you in a second because before I do, I'm going to put this in, I'm going to put this in a podcast. All right. And let's see if we can put that there a little longer. It's going to go out again. So it is http://linktr.ee/therightact podcast. I really encourage you to go there. And I just created the app today. So there's not that much there. But by this time next week, there will be a lot. And before I go, I'm also going to let you know that our products will be there as well. In fact, let me see if I don't know how it's going to look for you guys on TikTok. However, I'm going to try it out. Let's see if I can find one. I have a lot of merchandise, coffee mugs mainly, and a t-shirt. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip my camera around, if I can figure that out, and show you one of the products for actors. All right. Okay, let's see. If you see that mug, it says, "I'm an actor. Crafty caffeine shots, pure talent. You're welcome." And that's what it looks like. Okay. Goodness gracious. All right. My Photoshop popped up here. That's not what I wanted. Here we go. I'm going to go back to the shop. This is something I have for actors. It says, "I don't do drama without a voucher." This right here is industry talk. And if you keep watching this show, we'll eventually get to the terminology so that you know what that is about. And then if you're more into the film crew side, we have this. And it's a little onesie and it says, "Future gaffer, already lighting up rooms." So all of these products come in multiple colors, and they will be listed on our link tree. The TikTok shop for Malachi Entertainment is Sips and Sass. And here is the page for the podcast. Okay. So I'm just showing you guys this so that, because I know, let me There you go. This is the website. That's how you spell it. All right. So I'm going to see if I can put it down here. Okay. There you guys go. That is our website. Goodness, don't look there. Oh, geez. Gracious. All right. Let me flip the camera over again. How do I do that? There you go. All right. Sorry about that. Yes, I need to clean. All right. And then let me see. I guess, how do you put that in? I guess I could write in the Linktree app, Linktree link, except I don't know really how I did that. I really don't. I just hearted myself. Maybe it's because of how I had the camera. Maybe it's because of this. Let's see. Okay. Well, guys, it is now 10 o'clock. I have not had, sorry for holding that close to my face. I haven't had any questions yet. Thank you so much. I know this show went a little over, went how much? A half an hour over. So thank you. And I look forward to seeing everyone again. We are live every week, Thursdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right. Thank you again. Have a great night, everyone. Go practice your breathing. Get started on exercising, chain, meditating, and hopefully you guys have some more questions for me next week. Until then, good night.